House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has announced the first public hearings in the impeachment inquiry are set for next week. The hearings will begin a week from today with testimony from three top witnesses. To find out more about the procedure and what we might learn, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with John Dean, former White House counsel under President Richard Nixon. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
How are things going to change now that the hearings are going public? Do you think public opinion will change with public testimony?
I think public education will change with public hearings. People really only have headlines and glimmers of what's been going on in these executive session depositions. Not very many people are going to read, as I am, a 300-page deposition every day. It's like news coming through a fire hose. So these hearings will be much different, the public hearings. They will be capsulized at the evening news. Some people will watch them during the day, and they will provide a lot more information than people now know about what the president did or didn't do.
I want to ask you about the structure of the hearings themselves. I think a lot of us are used to tuning in and seeing these congressional hearings, and a Democrat will ask a question, then a Republican will ask a question, back and forth in these five-minute blocks. This is something completely different.
It is. The House has passed a special rule for these hearings that each side, the Republican and Democrats, each have 45 minutes for questioning, and that's controlled by the chair, which is a Democrat, but it will allow also for committee counsel to ask questions. And these sessions will go back and forth until they get all their questions answered. They may go into what's called the five-minute rule at some stage at the end for members, and that's a little more chaotic. If you have that throughout the hearing, people tend to not really be able to follow a thread very far because they get interrupted after 5 minutes and somebody else on the other side goes the opposite direction.
How is this particular structure different than the Watergate hearings?
The Watergate hearings, actually there were several phases of them. There were the Senate Watergate hearings where they had a smaller committee. They had only 8 members of the committee. And they gave them open time. They really often gave 10, 20-minute sessions if a line of questioning was fruitful. That was pretty much left to the chair to decide, and they rotated back and forth from Republican to Democrat. The House impeachment inquiry hearings were all done behind closed doors, like the depositions, notwithstanding the contention of the Republicans that these are unfair and unprecedented. This is just what happened before when Nixon was being impeached. They were all done behind closed doors. And while later they did allow the president's attorney to be present, he wasn't terribly effective because he really didn't know the facts very well. So I know I was cross-examined by him.
You would be in a good position to weigh in on that. Mr. Dean, thank you so much for checking in with us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Again, that's John Dean, former White House counsel under President Richard Nixon.